You like, you could turn to Luke, the 22nd chapter, if you prefer. But as you're doing that, I'd like for you to picture a scene with me. It's around a dinner table, probably maybe around a holiday meal. At one end of the table sits an elderly couple. Lining the sides of the table are their grown children and their spouses. At the opposite end are the grandchildren. The men are steeped in heated discussions about politics or sports or current events or whatever's happening at the time. The women are talking about, well, women things and their interests. And of course, the children are there busy teasing each other, picking on one another. And it's loud, and it's confusing, and it's borderline chaos, and it's barely comprehensive. And there sits that elderly couple just smiling and enjoying it all. How can they enjoy something like that? It's hard to hear. It's hard to recognize. It's almost incomprehensible. But you know what? It's what they want. It's what they plan. It's what they worked for. Hours and days of preparation have paid off. The family's all together. It won't last long. Shortly, the families will have dispersed, each going a different direction. And what's been accomplished? No world problems have been solved. No great discoveries have been made. No global trends have been set. Oh, sure, appetites have been satisfied and waistlines have probably increased some. But upon deeper investigation, what do we see? We find that something important was achieved. Something amazing has happened to this family. Bonds have been strengthened. Memories have been made. Just what the meal was intended to do, fulfill the elderly couple's desires. Now plans are being made for the next such meal. Now, if you will, turn your attention to another scene. This scene is around another table. Around this table, there's confusion. There's conflict. And there's betrayal. There will even be pain and suffering. The Lord of the feast is aware of all of this, and the feast has still been prepared. Jesus does not only plan it, but he has a strong desire to share it with his family and friends. Listen to his words in Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 14 and 15, and listen to the desire that he has, because he will reference it in duplicate. It says this in the King James Version, "And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him, and he said to them, 'With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.'" This terminology is meant to bring about a strong longing, a craving, if you will. A craving that has nothing to do with the flavor of the food or the feast. It's not about the abundance of food, and it's not about the crowded space or even the time since their last meal together. But it's about three other things. It's about the company around the table. The New American Standard Version says, "I have earnestly desired to eat this with you." It's about the company, and it's about the memories. It goes on to say in verses 19 and 20 of that chapter, "And when he had taken some of the bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And in the same way, he took the cup after he had eaten, saying, "This is the cup which is poured out for you. This is the new covenant in my blood." It's about the memories. And it's about the location. In verse 16, he will say, "For I say to you that I shall never eat until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." The location is now. Jesus' desire, his earnest desire, his strong desire, his craving was to share that meal with the apostles. And it is that same craving, that same desire that he wants to see us around his table today. Why? For the same reason of that elderly couple. Bonds will be strengthened. Memories will be recalled and made. It's just what the meal is intended to do. Father, we come before you at what we consider a very special time. At this time of the week when we come to remember Christ particularly. And as we sang, to say thank you and to remember and to grow and draw closer and closer to him. We thank you for your love, Father, for sending him. We thank you for your compassion and your desire for us to be with you. And so, Father, as we partake of this bread and we remember the body of Christ and the way that it was beaten and whipped and shredded and crucified, and as we partake of the cup and we remember the blood which poured out from almost all portions of his body, Father, may we examine ourselves and realize not just our need, but our desire, our strong desire, our craving to be close to you. For we pray it in Jesus' holy name.